Hey everyone, and welcome to the Lauren Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Conlin. For today's episode, it's so much fun. I have Sunny Anderson of the Food Network who is promoting Barbecue Brawl. Now, Barbecue Brawl is, I think it's on his second season. Don't quote me on that. But it airs today, Monday, July 10th on the Food Network, the new season. And Sunny says it is a blast. So I haven't watched this show, but a lot of people DM'd me. I put up a TikTok about Sunny and I. She gave me a really good idea for an easy side for a barbecue or a side dish, and you'll hear her in the interview. But I put up a TikTok and all these comments were like, oh my gosh, I love Barbecue Brawl. I can't wait to watch it, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like it's a fun and good show to watch. But yeah, Sunny was so much fun to talk to. We just kind of laughed and chatted like we were old friends. So here is my interview with Sunny Anderson.
Okay, first of all, what can you look forward to with the new seasons of Barbecue Brawl and Barbecue USA?
Well, I feel like, you know, I've kind of breezed over the last few seasons of Barbecue Brawl before I got on the plane to go play in the sandbox with Bobby Flay and Ann Burrell.
Love
and
it.
And I think the difference this year is going to be I bring a separate kind of vibe for my team. And I really want my team to shine. I was picking on Anne because she did a lot of the cooking last season. And here I am, you know, the home cook, and they're both iron chefs. So I told them, hey, both lay back and let your teams do the cooking.
Love it. Okay. Okay. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Okay, good. And so how does that work out?
I mean, it worked out really well. I had a good time. My team was engaged. You know, these are 12 pit masters from around the country, so they really know what they're doing. You know, the challenges are fun. We're in California this season, so we had a lot of challenges that were really kind of local vibes, you know, a lot of food and seafood from the area, and even using a Santa Maria grill, which is quintessential to California grilling. So, we had a really good time. I mean, I really do love grilling, so it was perfect show for me to go on.
Yeah, and can you tell us, was there a favorite meal or a favorite grill meal that you can share with us that we can maybe look forward to?
I will say the challenges were a lot of fun. I can't really.
I'm like, tell us everything. No, I'm just kidding.
I can't tell you everything, but I will say there were tears. Okay.
Aww.
And there were you thought for sure someone had it in the bag, and then lo and behold, something else happened. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there are a lot of surprises. There are tears. I won't say whether they're for me or not, but there are definitely some tears.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm ready. Yeah, right. I know. I'm ready for the brawl too. I have to say that's probably going to be my favorite part.
That's right.
So who would you say is, I guess, the co-star that you maybe connect with? And it doesn't just have to be on Barbecue Brawl. I'm just wondering on the Food Network, like all together. I always think to myself, are these guys actually friends? Do they, you know, are they more competitive with one another? I mean, how does that work?
I mean, we're all friends, right? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes we barely get to see each other because, you know, the nature of the job is we'll shoot an entire season and then, you know, not see each other for months until we maybe shoot something else. I love Bobby to death. Bobby and I joke with him that we're not real friends because we don't hang out. Weston, he'll always remind me of times that we've hung out. So, I don't know. He's just, he feels, even though he's older and ancient, he feels like my little brother. So
that's actually really funny, like, even though he's ancient. He has been around for a while, like decades, man. Okay.
He's got like an adult daughter.
Oh, no, I think that's really sweet, though. He's like your little brother. That's really cute.
He really does feel like my little brother because he's just so cute and adorable and smug and perfect. And, you know, he's really easy to pick on. But yeah, you know, even my co-hosts on The Kitchen, Katie and Jeezy and Jeff and even Alex, like we text separately and we also have a group text. You know, together and hang out. I just had lunch, or I mean dinner, with Anne last week. So, it's just like any job, right? There are people that you like really want to see outside of work, and then there are people where you're like, all right, that was fun. See you next time.
Absolutely. And I can imagine when you and Anne are at a restaurant together, I'm sure the pressure is on for those poor chefs in the back. They're like, oh my gosh, what do we send to this table to, like, you know, show off our skills so they come back? I can't even imagine the pressure they feel.
Girlfriend, that's why we were at her house. But sometimes I tell you, when I do go out, I feel bad because I want to order a little bit of everything, and I can't eat all of it. I mean, I can, but you know. Sometimes the chef or even the waiter is like, "Was everything okay? Or did we do something?" I'm like, no. I just wanted to taste everything, and I'm not a complainer about food. I mean, I love food, even if it comes out and it's not the way I expected. I still enjoy the different ways that chefs like to make their food. So, you know, I'm the person to cook for, to be honest with you.
I love that, because my husband and I, we love to do the same thing. We love to order a little bit of everything, but the difference is my husband actually eats everything. So we don't, they're not like, is everything okay? We're like, they're kind of like, are you two okay?
Sometimes I'll take stuff home, but then even sometimes, you know, I'm lucky. I like to tell people, you know, I'm on a Z list. It's not like everywhere I go people recognize me, so you know, a lot of times I get to a restaurant and people don't know who I am, so I'm getting treated, you know, just like everyone else. But then when I do go places and they recognize me, one of the hardest things to do is to say no, because they want to send you the entire menu.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
The food, or, you know, the effort of the kitchen if they're busy.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine. You're kind of like, oh gosh, I'm good, but I assume you probably get recognized way more in like major cities like New York, Vegas, LA. Or I could be wrong. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Like, and then if you go to a small town in like Wyoming, you're not so much recognized.
I don't know. It's weird. It's actually, I feel the opposite for me.
Okay.
I live out in the middle of nowhere. And I love it. You were just talking the other night. We have like zero light pollution. We can watch the stars every night. The population of my town is like 200.
Wow.
So, you know, I feel like everywhere I go out here, people recognize me. You know, I can go to a city and walk 30 blocks and no one cares.
No, I get that. I get that to a degree. I guess I just mean, when you walk into a restaurant, you know, I would recognize you, but yeah.
I don't know. Like, you know, what's so weird is actually also sometimes you're just so in your mind, you know, you leave work and you don't think about work. Right. So I'm not walking around in the mindset of I'm Sunny on TV.
Yeah.
I'm just walking around in the mindset of like, I'm hungry, you know, and so I can go into places and I'm not even thinking about me being on TV. Yeah. And then, you know, they're not either, you know what I mean? Like, they're doing their job. A lot of times I don't think they're expecting to see someone, so they're not thinking about it. And so I do enjoy some anonymity in that way, in that, you know, I'm just oblivious to the fact that I have a TV job. Sometimes I'll leave a place and then people will DM me or something on social media and say, I saw you at such and such restaurant, but I just wanted to leave you alone. And I'm thinking, where's my self-awareness? So like, as a woman, right, we want to feel like we can feel like if someone's stalking us, I'm going to get us, you know? And I'm like, how did I sit for a whole meal stuffing my face? And I didn't notice someone over there looking at me, you know what I mean?
Sunny, I'm dying because my husband actually yells at me for the same thing. He says, he calls it situational awareness. And he's like, you have zero. So it sounds like you and I are the same. We have zero situational awareness.
Girlfriend, like, it's between myself and eating. Like, I have tunnel vision. I'm myopic. I see nothing. Like, maybe I just see that tray of food that goes by that I think is mine, but isn't mine, that we all talk about, right?
Yep.
Like, I can see those moments. I can see the bartender in the distance shaking up a drink, but, you know.
Same here. Just because I'm running out of time, my last question for you is, can you, and not to put you on the spot or anything, but can you just give me an idea of a good and easy side dish while I'm barbecuing for the summer? Just like with vegetables, I don't care, anything. Just make it sort of simple.
Yeah, okay. Green beans, blister them, and toss them with some jalapeno jelly that you squeeze some lemon or lime juice in. Boom,
ooh,
you're done.
Wow, really?
That was easy.
Okay, wait, I am so ready for that. Jalapeno jelly, like from Trader Joe's or something?
Yeah, and then like a fresh lime squeeze to cut through it. It could be anything. It could be broccoli, cauliflower, but I love green beans.
Okay, I'm so doing that.
You know, get them tender, and then just toss them with like a scoopful of the jelly and a squeeze of the lime juice and the lemon juice, and you're done.
Done. And I love spicy, so this is perfect. Okay, Sunny, you are amazing. Sunny Anderson, thank you so much. We are all going to catch you on Barbecue Brawl on Monday, July 10th, the new season.
Woohoo! Yay! 90 minutes of me tearing Bobby Flay down. Let's go.
Let's go.